Warning. Perhaps you are somewhat apprehensive about listening to this program. Perhaps, like the majority of smokers, the mere thought of stopping fills you with panic, and although you have every intention of stopping one day, it is not today. If you're expecting me to inform you of the terrible health risks that smokers run, that smokers spend a small fortune during their smoking lives, that it is a filthy, disgusting habit, and that you are a stupid, spineless, weak-willed jellyfish, then I must disappoint you. Those tactics never helped me to quit, and if they were going to help you, you would already have quit. My method, which I shall refer to as Easy Way, doesn't work that way. Some of the things that I'm about to say you might find difficult to believe. However, by the time you've finished listening, you'll not only believe them, but wonder how you could ever have been brainwashed into believing otherwise. There is a common misapprehension that we choose to smoke. Smokers no more choose to smoke than alcoholics choose to become alcoholics, or heroin addicts choose to become heroin addicts. It is true that we choose to light those first experimental cigarettes. I occasionally choose to go to the cinema, but I certainly didn't choose to spend my whole life in a cinema. Please, reflect on your life. Did you ever make the positive decision that at certain times in your life you couldn't enjoy a meal or a social occasion without smoking? Or that you couldn't concentrate or handle stress without a cigarette? At what stage did you decide that you needed cigarettes, not just for social occasions, but that you needed to have them permanently in your presence, and felt insecure, even panic-stricken without them? Like every other smoker, you have been lured into the most sinister, subtle trap that man and nature have combined to devise. There is not a parent on this planet, whether they be smoker or non-smoker, that likes the thought of their children smoking. This means that all smokers wish they had never started. Not surprising, really. No one needs cigarettes to enjoy meals or cope with stress before they get hooked. At the same time, all smokers wish to continue to smoke. After all, no one forces us to light up, whether we understand the reason or not. It is only smokers themselves that decide to light up. If there were a magic button that smokers could press to wake up the following morning as if they'd never lit that first cigarette, the only smokers there would be tomorrow morning would be the youngsters who are still at the experimental stage. The only thing that prevents us from quitting is fear. Fear that we will have to survive an indeterminate period of misery, deprivation, and unsatisfied craving in order to be free. Fear that a meal or social occasion will never be quite as enjoyable without a cigarette. Fear that we'll never be able to concentrate, handle stress, or be as confident without our little crutch. Fear that our personality and character will change. But most of all, the fear of once a smoker, always a smoker. That we will never be completely free and spend the rest of our lives at odd times craving the occasional cigarette. If, as I did, you've already tried all the conventional ways to quit and been through the misery of what I describe as the willpower method of stopping, you will not only be affected by that fear, but convinced you can never quit. If you are apprehensive, panic-stricken, or feel that the time is not right for you to give up, then let me assure you that your apprehension or panic is caused by fear. That fear is not relieved by cigarettes, but created by them. You didn't decide to fall into the nicotine trap, but like all traps, it's designed to ensure that you remain trapped. Ask yourself, when you lit those first experimental cigarettes, did you decide to remain a smoker as long as you have? So, when are you going to quit? Tomorrow? Next year? Stop kidding yourself. The trap is designed to hold you for life. Why else do you think all these other smokers don't quit before it kills them? The book of this program was first published by Penguin 20 years ago and has been a bestseller every year since then. I now have 20 years' feedback. As you will soon hear, the feedback has revealed information that has exceeded my wildest aspirations of the effectiveness of my method. It has also revealed two aspects of Easy Way that have caused me concern. The second I will be covering later. The first arose from the letters that I have received. I give three typical examples. I didn't believe the claims you made, and I apologize for doubting you. It was just as easy and enjoyable as you said it would be. I've given copies of your book to all my smoking friends and relatives, but I can't understand why they don't read it. I was given your book 8 years ago by an ex-smoking friend. I've just got round to reading it. My only regret is that I wasted 8 years. I've just finished reading Easy Way. I know it has only been 4 days, but I feel so great. I know I'll never need to smoke again. I first started to read your book 5 years ago, got halfway through, and panicked. I knew that if I went on reading, I would have to stop. Wasn't I silly? No, that particular young lady wasn't silly. I've referred to a magic button. Easy Way works just like that magic button. Let me make it quite clear. Easy Way isn't magic. But for me and the hundreds of thousands of ex-smokers who found it so easy and enjoyable to quit, it seems like magic. This is the warning. We have a chicken and egg situation. Every smoker wants to quit, and every smoker can find it easy and enjoyable to quit. It's only fear that prevents smokers from trying to quit. The greatest gain is to be rid of that fear. But you won't be free of that fear until you complete this program. On the contrary, like the lady in the third example, that fear might increase as you listen, and this might prevent you from finishing it. You didn't decide to fall into the trap, but be clear in your mind, you won't escape from it unless you make a positive decision to do so. You might already be straining at the leash to quit. On the other hand, you might be apprehensive. Either way, please bear in mind, you have absolutely nothing to lose. If at the end of this program you decide that you wish to continue to smoke, there is nothing to prevent you from doing so. You don't even have to cut down or stop smoking while you're listening. And remember, there is no shock treatment. On the contrary, I have only good news for you. Can you imagine how the Count of Monte Cristo felt when he finally escaped from that prison? That's how I felt when I escaped from the nicotine trap. That's how the millions of ex-smokers who have used my method feel. By the end of this program, that's how you will feel. Go for it!